If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 28th day of September, 2010. I'm going to head this one off of the pass. Oh, birthdays today. Moon Unit Zappa turns 43. God bless her. Frank Zappa's daughter. She's a television presenter today, and she goes by Moon Zappa. I'm sure that makes it better. And also 43 is Mira Sorvino. Ben E. King, 72 today. Ed Sullivan. Remember the Toast of the Town and the Ed Sullivan Show? We saw the Beatles there for the first time. Had he lived, would have been 109 today. I love that. Had he lived. Why? I guess that's true. Had George Washington lived, he would have been 650. He's saying that about me. Had Bill lived. I'll tell you why. I get a little weird when I'm starting to get sick, and that's what's going on. It's like 1:15 in the morning. And this is why healthcare really in this country, unless they're replacing something like a heart or they're doing some major surgery that will allow them to buy a house in the south of France, they really don't care. I guarantee you, I will call my doctor this morning and say, you know, I'm getting a scratchy throat and I'm running a little fever for me. Usually my temperature is around 97. It's up around 98 now. And they'll just laugh at me. Yeah, right. And they may phone in a prescription, but they don't want you coming in because you're sick. They say, wait a minute. Why do I have a doctor if I can't go in when I'm sick? Well, you get other people sick. Well, isn't that what you want? You're a doctor. You know, so anyway. See, I'll tell you who's got it figured out are morticians. Morticians are the funniest people you'll ever want to be around. Absolutely. Just fall on the floor laughing. Funny. My friend Milton, who is a mortician. Now, I've known Milton since we were kids, so it's not like it's not like he hadn't been funny all his life, but it's, and it's funny. And you know why they're in such a good humor? Because they're laughing all the way to the bank. Holy crap. You know, it. Yes, Mr. Rabinowitz died, but dear, the good news is we're getting a flat screen TV for the doghouse. Oh, but anyway, I'll be fine. It just, you know, I just, sore throat. It always starts with a sore throat for me. And the thing is, here's what I really don't understand about all this. This all started when I decided to start eating healthy. Usually I buy these Michelina processed, you know, been sitting in a freezer somewhere in Mexico for 5 years and then get shipped to the United States sort of food. And I was fine with that. And then I said, okay. I saw Bill Clinton on television. I said, you know, I need to go to a more vegetarian diet. I'm not going to go crazy, but I need to eat more vegetables. Well, I do eat. I'm good with vegetables. I need to get fruit, and I need to eat better, to feel better. I've been doing this a week, and now I'm sick. And here's the other thing. Medicine has completely changed. Like, it used to be that I would go get NyQuil at 25% alcohol. God bless them. I take half a cup of NyQuil. I know they tell you not to describe, but you know, I don't weigh a whole lot. And so if I take the whole dose, nobody sees me for 3 days. And so I take a half a dose, like a child's dose of NyQuil, and I'd be down for 12 hours, which was perfect. But now I buy this 10% crap and it doesn't do me any good at all. I mean, I'm up at 1:15 in the morning, and I took it at 8 o'clock last night. I said, I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I'm going to get a good run on this. I'm going to feel better, and nothing. And before I forget, if you ask the people that work with me on the morning show, and you mention, does Bill get a little irritable when he gets sick? They'll fall to the floor laughing. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow.